As promised, the governor's plan gives every district the full amount of state aid due under the current school funding formula. But that formula, which relies heavily on property taxes, has been called the most inequitable plan in the nation. So despite the fact that Rauner's proposal adds money to the pot, some of the neediest districts will lose funds, while some of the wealthiest will get more. State Representative Christian Mitchell, a Chicago Democrat, says Rauner's plan is like Robin Hood in reverse.
So you've got a proposal where Chicago Public Schools is losing $75 million, where Harvey's losing money, where Taylorville's losing money, where Cahokia and East St. Louis are losing money, but New Trier and Lake Forest are gaining money.
Democrats have proposed a complete overhaul of the state school funding formula, but the governor has said there isn't time for that right now. I'm Dusty Rhodes.